I wanted to turn your attention to another documentary that I thought was extremely compelling and had some of the most unusual and fascinating paranormal encounters that I believe have ever been caught on film. We're going to talk about the afterlife investigations, the Skoll Experiment. So if you find the documentary, I know it's on YouTube. It's called The Afterlife Investigations, the Skoll, S-C-O-L-E, Experiment. So for you to understand this, for over 5 years, a group of researchers, scientists, and mediums gathered in a small English village to try to communicate with the dead. They would set a time and a date, and they were always there for that at the exact same time. What they claimed to have experienced would challenge everything we think we know about life after death. And the question remains, though, were these genuine messages from beyond, or was it more of an elaborate illusion? This story is fascinating to me because of all the people that are involved in it and how they set the parameters, followed the rules of the parameters, and they began getting some compelling activity and evidence of the other side. The documentary is directed by Tim Coleman, and it explores the Skoll Experiment itself, one of the most controversial paranormal investigations in history. They examine the claims that spirit communication, materialized objects, which we call apporting, when something is there, just, you know, pennies from heaven, things falling out of the sky and appearing. There are legends of, not even just legends, actual encounters. I know Dr. Barry Taff was working in a house that was very haunted, very strange. And in the pantry, they would open it up. Sometimes it would rain down pennies and rain down change. That's called an apportation. It could also explain why we put our keys somewhere we know we put them there, and we find them some other place. They're in the refrigerator. How did they get in the refrigerator? I set them on the counter. I hung them on the hook. How could they be missing? They're there. They're not in my coat pockets, pants pockets. It could be apportation. Maybe the spirits are utilizing these or moving them about using apportation. And I thought that was an interesting element of this. So throughout the documentary, Tim examines claims of this spiritual communication, the items that would materialize, and some of them were phenomenal. They also had this strange light phenomena, which we're hearing more and more about. Many of you might think of the orb phenomena when I say strange lights. Those are the balls of light that appear in so many photographs. Those are not as compelling to me or most researchers. But when you can physically see these balls of light moving about and around you, that is something different because it's an actual physical representation of something there. It's not just something your camera is capturing. And they would see these lights that would light up in the area. And it was all done in controlled conditions. So unlike typical seances, the Skoll group welcomed scientists, skeptics, and investigators to observe their sessions. And some of the researchers, including respected physicists and engineers, walked away convinced something extraordinary was happening. So let me break it down for you a little bit. What was the Skoll Experiment? It took place in the basement of a small cottage in Skoll, Norfolk, England, hence the name, the Skoll Experiment. They do it in total darkness, controlled conditions, and with multiple observers. And they would sit around the table and, I believe, hold hands, keep that connection. They would communicate with spirits. They would utilize different ways to try to get the spirits to interact with them. And the main mediums were Robin and Sandra Foy, along with their psychic conduits, Diana and Alan Bennett. And scientists from the Society for Psychical Research, the SPR, monitored these experiments because, you know, obviously we're talking about something pretty big here. We want to know that what is being done is following a protocol, is, kept. When you're talking about it taking place in a dark room, you know, there is a lot to be said. The old seances were broken. Sometimes you'd think you were holding hands with the person next to you. They would actually have somebody that was hiding under the table that would exchange and hold your hand. That would leave the medium's hands open to knock on the table and make other noises. So they wanted to make sure that they were aware of what was going on, how it was going on. They would record these spirit voices on tape under these controlled conditions as well. So they would run the recorder. Everyone would be silent after asking a question, and they would get immediate responses. They had some photographic images appearing on film inside these unopened factory sealed canisters. That's one of the things I thought was one of the most fascinating aspects of this. They would sit down, take out a package of unopened, unprocessed film still in the box. They would take it out of the box and it would be sealed in its canister. They would set it on the middle of the table. So now everybody's had a chance to examine it. Everybody's had a chance to see it. They would put the unopened canister on the table and they would begin their seance, their communication. And then when they would be done, they would take that film in directly to be developed and then get the film strips back. This is where it goes haywire, folks. For me, this is one of the most astounding things I've ever seen. And I encourage you, watch this documentary, because when you see what they unspool from these unused film canisters, it's unlike anything else evidentiary-wise that I've ever seen when it comes to the paranormal.